Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Jensen Tibbetts along with
Chip Darmstadt.
Here you are for the birds, your weekend edition. Well into October, and still a lot of decent foliage out there. Some of it has gone away because we've had some wind and rain. But you know, depending where you're listening right now, there's some decent foliage out there.
There's one spot on my road, Anson, that's just still on fire with just orange and reds and yellows. It's so gorgeous. I just want to drive up and down the road and go through that spot every time I can.
Yeah, I have to say, I think it's been one of the better years. I don't know if I'm getting older and I'm enjoying it and watching more, but I have to say, I think this year's been one of the more spectacular years for foliage in Vermont. Just an editorial comment there, that's all.
It was a fast and furious year.
Yes, absolutely. So, but we want to talk about waterfowl. And this is, and by the way, I think I'm on a flyover flight plan for geese. I've seen more geese this year than I ever have.
Have you filed a complaint?
Right now, looks between the FAA, everything seems to be in order. Everyone seems to be following their flight plan. They seem to be spacing.
Okay.
I know the geese are doing their 6 feet spacing. I've seen that. I haven't seen any violations there. They're too far up.
Nope.
They're too far up, so I don't know if they have their mask on or not. I can't really tell.
They always have their mask under their chin, those geese.
Well, we got to, you know, so yes. So I think we're doing okay there. But we have a special visitor in Adamant, on my understanding.
Yeah, there's a really unusual bird for Washington County. In fact, a Washington County first, a greater white-fronted goose. Go figure.
So it's a goose. Greater white-fronted goose.
Yeah, it's got the longest name of any goose, I think.
So, what does this goose look like?
Well, it's a little smaller than a Canada goose. When I first saw it, it was in flight with Canada geese, and definitely smaller. It's overall, you know what a Birdland goose looks like, a barnyard goose. It's related to gray lag, and can look similar. But it's brownish overall. The adults have, you know, yellowish, or more pinkish, maybe pinkish orangey bills and feet. They only have one bill, but if there's more than one goose, it's more than one bill. So the orangey bill, orangey legs, and then the adults have this, it's almost like white frosting around the base of the beak. It's not quite a mask. It's imagine just like white feathers surrounding the area right on the head next to the beak. That's the white front. Mm. And then they have black barring on the grayish belly. So a very attractive goose. It's easy to identify the adults. The young birds don't have that white feathering, so they could be confused with the barnyard gray lag goose. But a very rare visitor to central Vermont.
All right, so it's in Adamant, which is, you know, Calais. So and it's not too far from the co-op in Adamant.
Yeah, there's those two ponds in Adamant really close together, Sodom Pond and Adamant Pond, a Montpelier resident, John Jose, was doing some birding, checking out the geese one morning last week, and spotted this rare goose. And he was telling me he tried to put it into eBird, but, you know, there was no way to, like, log a greater white-fronted goose because they just aren't found in central Vermont. So he let the word out that this rare goose was around and tracked it down later that day. As it was leaving the pond, I was lucky enough to re-find it on County Road in East Montpelier in a cornfield. But then the bird was back again on Adamant Pond. So maybe it's going to stick around for a little while. It's hanging out with Canada geese. Definitely helps to have a scope or go with someone with a scope, because when I saw it the other day out on the pond, it was quite far away and was really only with a scope that I could get a good look.
All right. So this goose in good old adamant. All right. So we're about halfway through the show. We're at a special arrival. We're talking about waterfowl. We may have some other arrivals and some people migrating through the area. Not a lot of water out there this year. So it's been interesting. Some of the areas that usually are, you know, pretty full of water. It's been a very dry summer. So we're going to chat about that. So where should this goose be that's hanging out in adamant?
Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Or England. Greater white fronted geese do nest in the U.S. Actually, well, I should say Canada and Alaska. So they're a tundra nesting species, and they're but western Canada and Alaska. And those birds migrate to California, the Gulf Coast. So, you know, if you go to Texas in the winter or Louisiana, that would be a place you'd expect to see a greater white-fronted goose. However, they do show up in Vermont every year. The first one I had seen, but they do show up every year in Vermont. Those birds might be birds that nested in Greenland, however. The Greenland geese actually migrate to Great Britain and Ireland. So, but every year, those Greenland birds, a few of them end up on the East Coast. And they're really hard to tell the different subspecies apart. There's different populations, different subspecies of greater white-fronted goose. So maybe most of the ones we see in the East, including Vermont, are these birds that nest in Greenland.
Good. All right. Pretty neat. So it's in Adamant Pond, which is near the co-op, but also near Sodom Pond. So kind of neat. Here from Ireland.
Yep.
What else you seeing for waterfowl, Chip?
Well, definitely lots of Canada geese, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, just hearing those constantly flying over in the mornings. You know, one thing to look for, other geese hang out in these flocks of Canada geese. So this greater white-fronted goose was hanging out with the Canada geese. You should also look out for cackling goose. It's not an easy goose to identify because it looks so much like Canada goose. It really looks identical, but it's much smaller. You know, not, I don't know if it's half the size, but it's a good deal smaller than a Canada goose. The key is the beak. The beak is short and stubby, very small beak. However, the problem is there are races or populations of Canada geese that are also very small with smaller beaks. So it's a bird you have to identify with caution, but there have been some reports of cackling geese in and amongst the flocks of Canada geese. And I think I've heard of some reports of our favorite bird, the snow goose. Have you been hearing anything about snow geese in Vermont?
Yeah, I think I saw a small flock maybe about a week ago. You know, and of course, in Addison County, the numbers are not as big as they used to be. At the goose viewing place in Addison, they're arriving, and of course, our friends over in New York also have a landing spot just in near Plattsburgh as well, where you know, they're in the corn crop, and they're in the corn crop in Addison County as well. So they're here doing their thing, and you know. All great, but it does signal that winter is near.
Yep, yes, indeed. Yeah, looking on eBird in Dead Creek, which is one of the classic places to go looking for snow geese. We're talking dozens of snow geese, not the hundreds or thousands that used to show up there. Their migration route has really kind of veered through New York more. I think it has to do with management of their one of their favorite stopping areas, cornfields. So we don't see them in Vermont in the numbers we used to, but it's always a joy to see any snow geese. They're such beautiful birds.
Absolutely. Well, we got to fly out of here for another weekend. Until next time, I am Manson Tebbets.
Chip Darmstadt.
Or the birds.